In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
USDA in their latest estimates put the all cotton crop at about 13.85 million bales, and that's right around 13.4 million bales of upland cotton and approximately 460,000 bales of ELS cotton.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
The USDA numbers really were of conditions as of September 1st, which was right about the time that Hurricane Gustav was making landfall in Louisiana. And of course, since then, we've also had Hurricane Ike. I think in general, we're still trying to assess the full impact of that. We have seen some numbers out there. We probably have a better handle on what's happening in Hurricane Gustav in terms of Louisiana. And in particular, if you look at the weekly crop condition reports that USDA releases each Monday afternoon, right now we have 54% of the Louisiana crop that's rated in the poor to very poor categories. And if you go back to the latter part of August before the hurricanes came in, you were looking at only 18% of the crop in the poor to very poor category. So we certainly have seen a deterioration in the overall condition of Louisiana's cotton crop.
This is Cut 3, Starchy Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
In terms of Hurricane Ike that came ashore, it's a couple of things we need to watch out for there. In South Texas, most of the cotton had been harvested prior to that hurricane coming ashore, but we still run the risk of some of that cotton sitting in the module on the gin yard. Stands the chance to get wet, maybe suffer some quality losses, but we haven't heard anything there. We also know that some of the areas of Louisiana that were hit hard by Hurricane Gustav received another few inches of rain as Hurricane Ike made its pass through. So that's another problem that's been put on top of the damages already caused by Gustav. But I think in general, though, we're still a little early to tell what the full impact of Ike was.